702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, time now to catch up with The World View with Adam Gilchrist. Adam, a very good morning to you. Let's start with these French freedom protests. I mean, this is after this beheading of a Parisian teacher.
Yes, the teacher, Samuel Paty, as we now know, beheaded in a street in France in the suburb of Paris by a man of Russian origin but Chechen ethnicity, the attacker, 18 years of age. Interesting as well, piecing it together afterwards, that French police say that the 18-year-old attacker had nothing to do with the teacher. He hadn't gone to the school. He didn't know people at the school. He may have caught on to the idea that Samuel Paty, the teacher, had been showing some cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad and had caught on to that through social media because there had been one or two parental complaints. But it's been absolutely seen as another attack on the Republic of France. And the French president said as much, Emmanuel Macron saying they will not prevail, whoever they are. They will not divide us. And the protests in French cities have seen people wearing, they do this rather well in France, albeit for totally horrible reasons, but Je suis Samuel. Solidarity
right.
with the teacher.
Yeah.
Or je suis enseignant. I am a teacher. And it's that thing at the core of it about freedom of expression, I guess.
What a story, hey? A beheading in Paris. Who would ever have thought we could even discuss something like that? Let's skip across the pond now, Adam, and go to New York. The legacy of the pandemic. Tell me about Battleground New York.
Well, we all have this, don't we? The impact on businesses, and in particular the leisure and tourism businesses. I mean, it's awful for you, it's awful for us. And in New York, I suppose you could argue that it's been the city hardest hit because, well, we begin with the fact that 33,000 New Yorkers have lost their lives to COVID-19. The fact is that of all those who work in the hospitality and leisure industry, it's said about 44% have now lost their jobs. So much so that 9 in 10 bars or theatres or hotels are close to going out of business.
Gosh.
9 in 10. Which is, I think, a higher stat than here, but still, it's a worrying lesson for all of us. Also, the fact that now there are so many homeless people, simply ordinary folk like you and I, who can't make ends meet, don't have a job. 13,000 are now sleeping in hotels. Hotels have been turned into homeless shelters because the hotels haven't got anyone else to deal with. And whilst on the one hand, yeah, we're not going, you're not going, people aren't going to America for all sorts of reasons. Americans aren't going to America either. Indeed, I think it's 35 states have travel bans on going to New York City. So coping with that has just become such an enormous issue. And interesting that the presidential debates, neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden have been anywhere near New York so far. I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, I was in New York City the last time just over a year ago, and I mean, it's just my favorite city in all the world, city that doesn't sleep, et cetera, et cetera. Who would have thought it would be a city to avoid? I mean, this pandemic is just really, it's upended a lot of things. And of course, the search for the vaccine continues with varying tales coming out of China, Russia, and from your side, the UK.
Yeah, in China, they reckon they've got a vaccine, and indeed, at the weekend, started rolling it out, and hundreds of people were queuing outside this hospital in EU for a vaccine. Now, one has to take it with a slight pinch of salt, because nobody has seen the vaccine outside of this particular city. Nobody knows if it works. It hasn't had any international clearance or global trials, but still, China is inoculating people. We perhaps look at it positively, but maybe with a pinch of salt. At the same time that the UK is saying, and this is according to a deputy medical government advisor, Jonathan Van Tam, is saying that there are three vaccines in the UK that could all be rolled out maybe even before Christmas, but soon after Christmas, if not, in his words. And indeed, UK law changed over the weekend to allow people other than doctors and nurses to give inoculations. So dentists, paramedics, midwives, pharmacists, because, of course, when we have the vaccine, administering it, getting it out there is going to be the big, big deal. But then we should throw into the mix Russia, which says it has its own vaccine, the Sputnik V, and has decided to start taking the mickey out of other people's. Indeed, there's a smear campaign on social media emanating from Moscow, which absolutely lays into the Oxford vaccine and suggests that because it has some sort of parallels, carrying the vaccine on a virus that is also found in chimpanzees, therefore it'll turn you into a chimpanzee. And indeed, there'd been mock-up photos of Boris Johnson looking like Bigfoot, and he does a Bigfoot quite well, and a chimp in a lab coat holding a syringe. I would suggest if you're going to keep going with that stuff, Russia, then what, Donald Trump as an orangutan, perhaps?
My goodness, and I think it muddies the water, right, when we do have a safe one with so many deniers and anti-vaxxers. I don't know if that complicates things at all. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.